KUOW's Region of Boom reporting team is spending a month in Black Diamond because it is such a sharp example of the way this region's fast growth is playing out. Black Diamond is this small town in South King County where a developer called Yarrow Bay is building 6,000 homes. For a town that size, this is what they call a game changer. We got a sense of how controversial this development is when we saw a photo in a local paper. It was at a Black Diamond City Council meeting. The mayor was wrestling with a city council member for control of the gavel. We thought, what is going on here? Reporter Dennis Box has spent years asking that same question. He's covered the Black Diamond development story since 2009. I asked him, how did things get so contentious?
Well, you know, people at times, a certain portion of the people really feel kind of powerless. And I think that's part of it. And so there's a great deal of contention over this because this project is what they call vested now. It's going forward.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop this project.
And it's going to transform the Black Diamond area.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have a town right now of what, roughly 1,500 homes, 4,000 or 5,000 people, about 5,000, I think, now. You're adding 6,000 homes and about 1,500, roughly, people. So the big story, what this really, you know, you have to look at the genesis, I think, of this story. And that is the beginning of the Growth Management Act, which, you know, to say it quickly, things changed radically in this state. After the spotted owl, the timber industry, you know, atrophied.
And spotted owl is this endangered species getting protected, meaning less logging, and the timber industry
declining. The logging industry, as it atrophied, land became available in these areas. And the Growth Management Act was an act that came out because the governor at the time, Booth Gardner, and other officials felt that growth was absolutely chaotic. And they wanted an overall plan to say, look, you know, we want the state and the communities to have a plan for growth so it's not just chaotic. And that's where the Growth Management Act came from, which was in the early 90s. I think it was finally passed in 1992. This land in Black Diamond was a tree farm, you know, a Plum Creek tree farm, and it was owned by Plum Creek. And so the deal was that between Yarrow Bay, Plum Creek and King County, they worked out a deal that was consummated in about 2005, and it was a transfer of development rights. That was part of the deal, which was land was protected. The Ravensdale Ridge was protected, and then they were allowed to develop that land, which was adjoining Black Diamond, and a part of it was in an unincorporated. It's about 1,500 acres. And that originally, the officials that were in power at the time that approved this and put it through, and they think it's a good idea because they felt that their view was that Black Diamond was basically dying, you know, because it was an old mining town. And there are a lot of little old mining towns around there that are doing exactly that. But I think the controversy really was over. And I think it finally ended up the ones that are really, you know, centered on it, ended up over two things, the traffic, of course. And the other is that, you know, they wanted smaller growth. They wanted fewer. Well, you know, you have, 1,500 acres. You don't put seven houses on it, you know. So that's kind of the push and the pull. And each side truly has valid points. There are no evil people in this. There's no caricatures. These are real people with legitimate concerns.
But sometimes it seems like some of them think the others are evil in this little story.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, that always happens. I mean, you demonize the other side. You know, that's the fun part of it. You know, you get to demonize the other side. But
that's the fun part.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where the real, you know, conflict starts is when they do that. You know, our job as reporters and as writers is to go beyond that. Our job is to make sure that we don't fall into that trap of demonizing either side and just, you know, try to report it. And it gets hard because, yeah, you have people fighting at the council meetings. But I'll tell you the truth. I've covered city councils, you know, for years and years and years. And even though this looks terrible, it's not as bad as people as it looks. You know, this is what happens, and this community needs to do this. They need to fight this out and figure it out. And it's hard and it hurts. There's friendships that are ended. People's feelings are hurt. It does hurt. But it should be hard. People need to really take this serious. I don't criticize anybody in Black Diamond, either the Yarrow Bay folks or the Black Diamond folks.
You've started writing a book about development in Western Washington, including this story of Black Diamond. Why?
I guess I like boring subjects. I don't know. It's interesting to me. It's something that goes to the very core of who we are. That story, the Black Diamond story alone, tells us everything about ourselves. One side is a developer with a vision to make a town. He has this vision. It's a remarkable vision of creating this town. But on the other hand, you have a story of people living their lives, you know, in a place that they expected to stay one way, and suddenly it's not staying that way. And it's happening. It's not just happening in Black Diamond. It's happening in Black Diamond on a very large scale, but you see it in all the small towns. There's struggles in all the small towns. The advantage of a master plan development, which is what this is that you have one whole project. And so the officials can do what they call mitigate for that. That's the theory behind it is, okay, you've got 6,000 people, you've got to do something for roads, you've got to have schools, you've got to have parks, and you're going to have so the you can tell the developer he's got to do all those things and have that in there. The disadvantage is what you're seeing, that you're taking a town of 5,000 people and turning it into one of the largest cities in the area. And that's hard. And that is that's why I think, you know, the book is it is interesting in terms of what I call long-form journalism, because you're talking about an argument, you're talking about feelings and legitimate concerns and fights over how we live every day. You're born, you got to live somewhere. You got to get a house, something, you know, you got to get a car. You're going to have kids and you want them to have a park. Or you want them to have a nice school to go. All of that, that's part of all of it. It's daily living. It's what we do. And it's, I think as writers, it's really important to realize these aren't bad people. We're not talking about bad people. We're not talking about people that are, you know, corrupt or anything like that. That is not the story. The story is people just like me, you know, trying to figure out what they want to do in a community. And people that get on the council and people that get involved in this, these people are trying to do something that they think is right. Both sides are, whether, you know, what they call the majority on the city council right now, you know, Brian Weber and Pat Pepper and Erica Morgan, and then the opposition is Janie Edelman and Tammy Deedy, and then the mayor, of course, Carol Benson. These are not bad people. They have different ideas that get emotional. You know, families get emotional sometimes. It happens. But they are trying to do what they think will help their community. And in the end, after all of this fighting, it will. It will help this community.
Sound Publishing Regional Editor Dennis Box. Dennis, thank you for this.
Thank you.
KUOW's Region of Boom reporting team is spending a month in Black Diamond watching this region's growth play out. If you've got a story idea for us, go to KUOW.org.